from business personal property to residences paying it will occur over time as the state doesn't uphold its statement that it will hold municipalities harmless.
Okay, so I guess that's coming up in the future. There's a lot more questions on that, but I'll hold off now and deal with this year for now. So the reason that the rate that we were told 3% is up for residential is because of the assessment. And so what is it for residential?
Well, on the average home, the rate is
based on the mayor's recommended tax levy. The average home's tax will increase 4.3%.
Okay. But that's still a $600,000 levy, but it's a 4.3% rate as opposed to the 3% rate that we've talked about before.
Great.
The levy goes up 3%, but an individual homeowner in this circumstance, they would pay an increase of 4.3%.
Right. Okay. No further questions, Your Honor.
Okay. Well, then let's move forward from the beginning. I'm going to ask you if you guys have any questions. If not, we're just going to keep rolling through this this budget. Okay?
I have a couple questions.
Well,
just early on. So when you
early on questions or questions... I'll hit
you
up. In
the beginning of the book, so when we get to it, I don't know where you're going to first.
Well, it starts on page one, Alderwoman. So page one is actually the recommended budget. Okay, and that's prior to your tab one. Everybody got a clear understanding of those numbers? I don't want to wait, because we're going to get to those numbers later on in the document here. Okay. And if Mark and Paul want to interject at any time, you're more than free to interject. The recommended budget starts by the mayor on page 17.
If I could make a brief interjection on page 5, since we do have some people for whom this is the first budget.
Sure.
Note at the top of page 5, it's called Official Budget Appropriation Units. That's important wording because technically, from a statutory basis, the city's budget is what you see between page 5 and page 10. Everything after that is supporting documentation, because an appropriation unit by statute is the level at which the state regulates budgets and makes you have budget modifications. So we don't have every little line item you see back here and as a department as a separate appropriation unit. In other words, if a department had $1,000 for printing and $1,000 for office supplies and they spent $1,100 and $900, you would have to do a budget modification for that. The city in the past has said they don't need that level of control. So our official appropriation units are these pages between 5 and 10. And we regulate and require budget modifications for the operating departments between personnel services and then other services, supplies, and capital. So each department is really broken into two numbers. And you see those laid out very clearly on the pages 5 through 10. So that's important to recognize because technically that's the official budget. Everything else beyond that is supporting documentation to understand that and create transparency for the citizens in front of them and understand what's happening. But from an accounting standpoint, how to regulate it, when we have to do a budget modification, you're looking at those appropriation units because that's the term used by the state in the budget statute. So I just wanted to point that out.
Yep. Thanks, Paul. We already looked at page 12, the calendar. We'll try to follow the calendar the best we can to this. If we have to have an additional meeting, we can call that additional meeting to make sure that we've got everything in tune to follow the schedule.
On that, if I can just add,
sure.
I believe the newspaper changed the publication dates from Thursday to Wednesday. working with the clerk's office to still get that. So some of the dates in the middle here, we might actually have to have it to the newspaper one day earlier, might be published one day earlier. So that really won't affect your work. It'll make something Paul needs to do have one day less to do it. Generally, from your perspective, the calendar is the same, but just wanted to point that out, that the newspaper changed the publication timeline.
And the item that Alderman Mayor was talking about is on page 15. It's the assessment values, the total values. So if you need a clear understanding, please give Paul a call and make sure that you've got a good understanding of those revenue numbers.
The question came up because we had the paper in front of us tonight, which was different from in here. That's why the question
came up. That's okay, Mr. Mayor.
just clarifying.
Sure, no problem. Okay. Any questions on... Now, the next section, which is tab 2, goes into the personnel of all positions. So as we go forward with this, you're going to see various departments. You're going to see it by department. And the first one that you're going to come across is the personnel. You've got the Franklin Fire Department's personnel request. Okay? But that's a request. In the budget is what the mayor had authorized versus what was requested in here. So you can see that all the departments have worked diligently under, you know, with staff to make sure that they weren't asking for things that were frivolous. They were asking for things that they believe they need to operate their departments. And so I definitely want to thank you for it, because a lot of the departments made some concessions in understanding that this was going to be a very tight budget. So as we move forward, please remember that, keep that in mind. Tab 3 is the general fund revenue. Is there any questions on the general fund revenue side of things? After that, you go into each department, the mayor section, the alderman section, going into tab 4.
Now let's talk about the mayor section, the alderman section for just a moment. Pretty small items, but I just had a couple questions. So,
okay.
This comes up every year. We have this money in for volunteer recognition. Some of it, I understand, goes for plaques and that, but it seems like each year we put in this $1,000 and $500, and then the alderman's budget also has the same thing. Just wondering if we're making use of that or if it's falling to the bottom line. And then I had a question about the ICC, which is a mayoral item, being put in the alderman budget selection. So I'm just wondering why that's not in the mayor's budget.
Mark.
I would argue the ICC is not a mayoral one, because he doesn't have the option to not join or participate. It was adopted by a common council. They entered into the agreement in 69 and have entered into a couple more revisions over that time period. So it's a council directive that the city participate in the ICC. The mayor doesn't have a choice not to pay those dues. So based on that, it's historically been listed in the alderman's budget. It could be switched between the two because it's two different pockets on the same pair of pants, but it's probably the most appropriate location where it is, based upon the fact that he participates at the direction of the common council.
I'm just trying to figure out what the dues give us, because basically it's just another meeting. And the mayor drives to the meeting, which he already gets gas mileage. So I'm not understanding what they're using that for.
The ICC does have a separate bank account. They make regular reports at their meeting as to their fund balance. They have used the money over different periods to hire consultants for certain things. Typically, it's been the
Public Policy Forum.
Public Policy Forum, who they've used, but... So they have a budget and funding that they use. They don't tend to spend a lot, but that's what everybody's dues go for. I want to say, no, never mind. So that's why it was relative to your initial comments on the volunteer recognition. I think the budget was actually reduced in prior years because we had greater amount. So the amount that's there currently is less than it had been in the past because we hadn't been doing as much. So I believe there's just $1,500 in general, where if something special happened and you wanted to recognize a person, individual, or group, you would have an appropriation to be able to do it without needing a budget modification. And so that's why some monies were left in last year, but I think it used to be closer, more than $3,000 in one. And
Are we even using what we're putting in there? How much are we using?
Well,
it's pretty small amount, so I'm not real concerned about it.
We're using about 50% of it, $500. There's a $1,000 budget item here. So it's not a lot.
No, no, that's why I wasn't too concerned, but I just
happened
to notice that. We keep putting that in there. It's these, all these little amounts that kind of add up. And
so if we have a little bit more retirements and other recognitions for you know, Boy Scouts.
Well, this is volunteer under volunteer. I can understand the retirement plaques and all that, but this is volunteer.
True. Okay.
Okay.
Anything else, Alderwoman?
No.
Oh, you're fine. Okay. No other questions? Then you go through municipal court. Alderman, did you have a question or no? You're just adjusting your mic. Okay. Any questions on municipal court? Okay. Well, we don't want to talk too long on this, but city clerk, or do you have a rather lengthy discussion on this? you are aware. I mean, they're planning on four elections or three elections?
Four
elections this year. So it's all been budget properly. We can't control that. So no staffing increase needs. Let's say.
Mr. Chair.
Yes. Mark.
Sorry. Just because I was noting page 56, two comments I can make. This was a challenging budget for us to put together. And because of that, we didn't have as much time as we would normally like to be able to proofread some things. So I'm presuming that tax, if you look, for example, at the table on the top of page 56, in the year 2018 instead of 2018. So we are, before we prepare a final version that goes to public hearing, we will try to clean up some of the proofreading things. And the other thing you will see is departments submit these pages that you're looking at here that describe department functions and activities and program measures. They submit them to the mayor with the request to him. If the mayor makes additional cuts, some of those cuts may not be reflected in these individual sections. So we'll go back and try to catch those up at the time that we prepare a budget for the public hearing. So for example, some of the staffing changes that I presented in the presentation on the mayor's budget, like the half a highway person, we'll need to go into this table and write and add those notes there. So as you go through this, if you see a difference between what's in the budget numbers and what's in the description, it may be that we haven't been able to go back and reconcile all of the language from the original submissions by the department to reflect any cuts or changes made by the mayor.
Okay, thanks, Mark.
I have, Mark, on 190, you have the street lighting. It's same as 188A. And that's on the back side of the weed control.
Yeah, we realize we doubled that up. I think Paul has replacement pages for that when we get to that section.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, Alderwoman. So then, after every one of these areas, you're going to see the financial breakdown, and then you're going to see footnotes. The footnotes will explain all the changes. Anything with a double asterisk will have a footnote pertaining to it. So on page 58, if you look at filing fees, which is personal services, 5223, double asterisk. You can go to the next pages and look up 5223, and you'll see the footnote pertaining to it. So if there are any other questions regarding the clerk, we'll move on. Information services is our IT department. We have one individual, which is Jim. The other ones are contract services. So they're his support. And so you're going to see the budget, and then you're going to see the footnotes that would follow the non-personnel services and explanation of all that. Any questions on in that area? Nope. Administration, HR?
I don't have questions. I just wonder if there's some eliminations from some of the IT. I know the mayor did eliminate some of them, but...
Well, Alderwoman, if you were going to look at cutting, where would you look? Where would you start?
Well, I haven't put a whole lot of effort into that, but at this point, but it is an area that I did want to look into more.
Well, if you're going to seriously look at a cut, you've got to really go through it thoroughly to make sure that.
Sorry.
Then we have all an understanding of it as well. And also, if you've got a recommendation, make sure then that staff can properly vet it and get answers to us all on it, okay? Mm-hmm. You know, with cybersecurity and the problems that are going on, it's a critical area today, and we know how it's infiltrated us in some of our critical departments. So, and we see how it's affecting one of the largest credit bureau companies out there, Equifax. So it's an area that we can't take lightly, okay? Unfortunately, hey, we'd love to go without it because we all have frustrations with computers, but it's something that I wish you best and going through it.
Well, before when we had a lot of this stuff contracted out, and then we hired someone, now we have dental and health insurance and retirement. And
correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I guess that's kind of where I'm going.
Mr. Liberta, you had a question?
If you look at the non-personnel services portion of it, the current budget for this year is $363 for just when you take the personnel out. And for next year, it's just going up to, it's going down to 361. So Jim and I worked very hard to try to hold this one down because we know we will have cost increases coming in the future. One of the, there's been a series of significant network enhancements he's made, but all of them have brought in new capital or network pieces, firewalls, and each of those pieces, any piece of hardware, or software, what is endemic in that industry are maintenance agreements. You can't keep the piece running without that maintenance agreement. And those bring costs into the operating side. So we worked extra hard to try and keep any increases down and, in fact, cut the operating side of the budget, except for personnel, because we know the investment you've made and approved in some of the capital structures that have brought us a much more secure network are going to bring some added operating costs as a sort of one-year warranties expire and we get into maintenance agreements. So this year, I think it'll be more challenging to find something. In future years, you'll probably see this go up because of the important capital improvements we've made in those areas with your last two budgets.
Thank you, Mark. Admin and HR. If there weren't any additional questions regarding the administration area or the HR area, you know that in the footnotes there are some contract negotiations that Mark's going to be going through this upcoming year for the future. And there's going to be outside contracted services that are going to be required to help vet all that. So if you're looking at that, just keep all those things in mind when you're looking at numbers. Finance and audit departments, any questions with that? We see that departments stay steady. Spoke with Paul. They're looking at the property tax collection scenario. Is there any room to trim in that area this year? No, because it's going to be too new to tell. But they've got some steps that they're looking at to implement that could save us in the next years to come. Paul, did you want to add anything else on that, or no?
No, I think you covered the time.
Okay. City assessors. Mark is a contracted employee. Not an employee, but a contracted individual, as well as the assistant. And so they plan on another reval this upcoming year?
Yes, the city's already contracted for three, and we've completed the second of the three.
The reason why we did three of them in a row was we saved money in doing so, correct?
And it keeps each year's individual adjustment much smaller.
Current.
We talked about the average change, being, 4%, 5%. Yeah. When you wait 3 years to do it, everybody's now getting 15% and 20% adjustment. So we saw a significant reduction in the amount of people coming to open book and board of review because the numbers are more current. That also makes sure tax bills are more fair, because the distribution of the total property tax burden more accurately reflects the market value as required by the Constitution. So there were multiple reasons to do it, and at the same time, we saved money. So that's why it was done.
Thank you, Mark. Page 95 is legal services. Any questions? Did you notice anything upon your review in those areas? Then municipal buildings.
If I can make a brief comment on the...
Yes.
Since we do have a number of people who are working with this budget for the first time, the first line item in legal services, the amount we budget, does reflect effectively the contracted level of services for Jesse's firm, other than those other services listed below or special cases that come up where he bills independently. The amount of his billing for those hours for general services isn't an hourly one. It's hourly capped at the total amount of the budget based upon a prior sort of a contractual understanding. And I just wanted to point that out because that line item is a little different in that regard from some of the other ones. Very nominal increase. I think it's just a 2% increase.
So when you see Jesse, thank him.
Thank you.
Now, if we talk to the person on my right, that might be something different. She'll be slugging me. Municipal buildings. Any questions regarding the municipal building budget? Now, Mark, this includes, this was prior budget, all the work that's happening here at City Hall? There's nothing.
The supervisor oversees that, also oversees the custodian who works in the police department.
Oh, but this is internal.
And costs are charged out to that budget. But okay. In general, the division head we have there oversees police, library, and fire station.
Okay.
And main library is all the police department.
Okay.
He might have been asking about the roof and the other projects.
The roof project is here on page 104.
Right.
If I might share.
Sure.
document before you sometimes includes the capital requests within the departments that you can see what the related capital requests are.
Okay.
But the capital requests are budgeted and charged through and controlled in the capital funds, which you will get to at a later point in time.
Sure. Correct. Thank you. Alderwoman.
On 103, there's $25,000 for carpet in the engineering department. That was one of the things I had thought about. It's kind of related to this sheet you have where you're taking out the $55,000 in telephone upgrades, but you've already done that, so I was going to suggest that. One of my questions on the carpet is, why are we even putting in carpet? Why aren't we putting something that's more sustainable? Carpet, I mean, it's the department where the guys are probably walking in other than DPW with muddy shoes more than any of the other departments. You have a more solid floor. I don't know what that would do to the cost, but
Historically, we have used carpet in certain areas. I think for a couple of reasons. It does tend to create a slightly better work environment than a hard floor. Keeps noise down and things like that. We keep our carpet for so long that it doesn't tend to be a significant issue or cost for turnover. And given that we do have a place for people to come in through the garage and there's a work area and lockers down there, we haven't had, from a maintenance standpoint, an issue with employees who are walking in their work boots, because if they have field boots, they're changing those, usually in the lockers, into their...
You hold that off for a year? So we could hold that off for a year, $25,000?
Yeah, that carpet isn't necessarily fraying badly yet, so that would be something that probably could. If you recall, 3 years ago, the sort of direction and intent was to try to work through between $15,000 and $25,000 a year and work our way through City Hall. So this year, last year's budget got completed this year through a carryover, and that was the planning area and admin, because it fit in the budget. This year, we're scheduled to do the clerk's office, and so next year we were moving to engineering. So we're sticking with that plan adopted three years ago.
Or are there any? I don't know the severity or the condition of the carpet or the flooring down there. But are there monies left over where we could take care of it this year?
No, because you'll be the amount that's needed for the clerks. You'll be addressing probably at a
future
mention sheet at your next meeting to see how to move forward with that.
Okay. Well, thank you for the warning.
Excuse me?
You thought you were losing hair for a reason. Insurances. Any questions regarding that category? Or Mark, did you want to add anything on that?
I do just want to point out one thing. It doesn't make a change in the numbers, but if you recall my budget presentation, I talked about the savings that we had in workers' compensation being over $100,000, and all those were allocated out to the department. So if you look at an individual department's budget, the workers' comp numbers are correct. In this line item that you see on page 105, which is the last one, account number 5561. It looks like we're spending $545,000, but it's netted out from the expense, and so in this budget, it nets to zero. When we made the individual changes to the departments, we didn't carry that sum here. So, in fact, we're spending much less than the $545,000. I think, Paul, the number was 380-something. But so if you added up all the workers' comp and all the other general fund departments, you'll find that we did in fact save a significant amount of money in workers' compensation this year, as I reported in the budget presentation.
Okay.